Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Acting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes stressing, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, I fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Betting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put your nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Welcome back. We at it again. Supreme gratitude for your love and support. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome South co-host, Smoke Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for a nice, you know what I'm saying, Sunday, fun day. You know how we do, you know, Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. So, as always, pour something up, roll something up, light something up. Come kick it with your folk. Let's do it.
Sir, yes, sir. What's happening, man? Slow week. I was extremely exhausted this week, man. This week was one of those things that, this week was one of those weeks that I was just like, man, when does it end? When does it end? Like, you know, wow. I think I overworked myself this week, man. And a part of overworking yourself, it kind of makes you it makes you realize very soon, like, okay, you got to slow down. You know, so many things, you've been pulled in so many directions. Sometimes you got to pause and be like, okay, you know, wait a minute, where do I go? Which way do I go now? What am I supposed to do? You know, as things align. So, yeah, that my week was just all over the place, man. Just getting a lot of work done, handling a lot of business, man. Just extremely excited, still crushing goals and making things happen. How was your week?
So my week was good. I'm calling it plotting. You know what I'm saying? Plotting, the world is yours, just grab it. You know what I'm saying? Momentum, consistency, discipline. You know, I was just putting things in order. Like, it took me, a week to 2 weeks, you know, just to get back in tune. You know what I'm saying? Just going back to Cleveland kind of just threw me off a little bit, in a good way. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, coming back, I feel like I just got everything back, realigned, back to where it should be. Enjoying the summer, man. I'm just going to enjoy the last drops, you know what I'm saying, of this good weather before it switch up on us. Got a chance to kick it a little bit, you know what I'm saying. I went out to, I didn't even kick it like real tough, but I ain't been to like an Applebee's in a minute, you know what I'm saying. It's probably been like 10 years. And, you know, just a couple associates, I went out, had a good time, good conversation. You know, Applebee's at the bar, a little Long Island iced tea, you know what I'm saying, in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying, it's a vibe if you don't do it too often. So that was cool, you know what I'm saying, just manifesting greatness. Got a couple books I'm reading right now, so I'm reading The Magic. Speaking of manifestation and all that, you know what I'm saying, that's what it's talking about. So, you know, as I dive more and more into it, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm going to, you know, bring it to a world-famous show up in the show. But like you said, supreme gratitude, basically The Magic is just showing gratitude, you know what I'm saying. Don't block your blessings, just show gratitude and, you know, things will open up. And then I'm also on my rap shit, so, you know, I'm just reading My Infamous Life, a very good book from Prodigy, you know, rest in peace. You know, Prodigy is one of my favorite rappers of all time. Big shout-out to Mobb Deep. His spirit is in his book, you know what I'm saying? I read it probably, like, once again, like 10 years ago. But, you know, a lot of things I like to, like, kind of bring back when it becomes relevant again. And, you know, just I'm just kind of on that vibe a little bit, that Queensbridge vibe, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to Nori and Drink Champs or whatever, you know, that's another Queens representative. So, you know, just kind of like put things into perspective as far as, you know, just certain things that I'm getting inspired by. So, you know, that was my week, you know what I'm saying? So once again, plotting, the world is yours, just grab it. That's it. Those are the key words.
All right, top five.
Top five. So top five countries. So from bottom to top, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, hold on. Let me get my notes right. So we got Mexico. So number five, big shout out to Acapulco, Tulum, Cancun, you know what I'm saying? Mexico on a check-in, you know what I'm saying? Always good to see, you know, our southern border, you know what I'm saying, friends check-in. Number four, we got Australia, you know what I'm saying? It's not a country, it's a continent. So Australia, you know, on a check-in. So it's always good to hear from Australia. And then number three, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to South Africa. You know, anytime we get Africa on the list and then it's moving up, because, you know, South Africa, they be coming in as number five, number four maybe. But to see them at number three, that means it was a wave this week, man. So shout out to everybody that's listening and, what, Johannesburg and all that. You know, big respect out there. And then number two, we got, you know, our peeps across the pond, England. Big shout out to London Town. You know what I'm saying? England just seemed like a vibe, man. I got to get over there, man, sooner than later. And then number one, of course, we got the home team, the good, the bad, the ugly, also known as the United States of America. So as always, big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities, East, West Coast, the South, Midwest, everybody on the check-in, man. We appreciate the love. Tell a friend to tell a friend. This is what we do every week. I'm kicking with your people, as I always say. So that's the top five.
Let's do it. Yeah, man, loving that. So, supreme gratitude for everybody that's on the check-in doing what they do. We really appreciate it, you know. Without you guys, it would be no us. So,
yeah.
You know. Big energy, You know, big love, big respect. This is what we do. I heard about this website called eCredible. And eCredible, I don't need it to build my credit, but, you know, anything that's going to help, you know, I'm with it. So they were saying, like, you can report the bills that normally don't get reported. Like, if you have, like, I don't know, it's like different investment loans, which that wouldn't make any sense, but it's supposed to be for, like, utility bills and stuff like that. And I said I was going to look into it a little bit more. Huh?
No, well, I was going to say, like, just because, you know, in my line of work, I'm always dealing with credit. So I believe, like I said, don't quote me on this, but for that, just because I've been seeing, like, little things to build your credit up. So I just think, like, it just shows, it just reports anything that you, like, paying on. I think you can, like, you know, sit there, and it'll show, you know, like, you're building your credit because you're making constant payments on whatever it is that you could be paying. So probably, like, a utility bill, a cable bill. You know, just something that you
can. Yeah, so if it does that, you know, of course I want to, you know, I want to report all those. I want everything to report. You know, I always said, like, why is it that they can report bills, they can let people report to your credit if you don't pay it, but if you do pay it, it's not a requirement for them to report. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's all a money scheme anyways, even though all of my stuff is paid up. If I can add some more stuff on there just to show, you know, good payment history, then definitely I will. So, you know, eCredible, that's something, that's a little jewel for everybody. I was just looking over on the website. My homie was just telling me about it tonight. He's super big, my homie. Shout out to Tyson out of North Carolina. You know, super big, always on his business, always handling things. Good homie from way back when. You know, check it out, eCredible, you know, if you're here. I don't know if it's for people overseas, but that's a good little look. So, last week you ended the show like 3 minutes early, and I was like, Mo probably had to get out of here.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize it. All right.
I said Mo is a stickler for knowing the exact time that's left in the show.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I
picked up the phone. I'm like, okay.
Nobody's here. Nobody's here.
All right, Mo was gone. I stayed in there for a minute and talked with you, but, you know, I'm kind of worried now. This is probably the longest that Smooth has been gone.
Wait, hold on. Stop the press. You talked to him outside of all of this, right?
No, his phone is going straight to voicemail.
Are you serious? This whole
and that's
time?
never, ever happened. Smooth is one of those people, you know, he has a lot of people that depend on him. And, you know, it's a worrying thing now. As I told you guys previously, if you know Smooth is the house Negro, you know, the most ignorant one of them all. We love him to pieces here. He's going to give his honest opinion about however he feels, and that's just
that's
him. Smooth is one of what I could consider to be – oh, well, the phone's ringing now. One of – I'm calling on the other – it's in my AirPod, but I'm like, one of what I consider to be my bestest of friends. Smooth and I have been running – from, what, about 2009, definitely no matter where I was, no matter what I was doing, he stayed in contact with me, he stayed up with me, he made sure that, you know, he could reach me, you know, at all times when I was out in the world living my life. Oh, there you go. Look, now I'm calling him and he calling in. Hey, bro.
I've been on the phone for 5 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck? Why niggas talk about me? But yeah.
We were about to do a eulogy.
We want to look for Smooth like, bitch, I'm on the phone.
I'm giving a
heartfelt speech like now. I'm worried.
I was about to be like, damn, the homie.
I'm muting, nigga. God damn.
You know what? I was in a completely different web page, and then something told me to go back to this page, go back to the studio, and it's you, and shout out to the homie Tyson. Tyson is on here, and y'all been bringing me in. He's sitting here quiet. Shout out to the homie Tyson for the incredible link and for the business. But Smooth, oh, my God, where you been? How's your months been? Are you holding up? I was worried. I was calling you last week, and your phone was going to voicemail. I was over here damn near about to cry. I'm like, see, now this is why I need to be able to reach him outside of this. Like, it's been crazy.
I wasn't in the country last week, man.
Oh.
Okay.
Who was making power moves? I'm talking about.
Where you was at?
Jamaica.
Oh, you on vacation. You booed up.
Nah, I've been on vacation for a hot minute, man. I've been in Jamaica, I've been to the Bahamas, went to Haiti. You know, me and the Haitians don't get along, but nigga went to Haiti.
Nice, man. Yo, you got a story to tell, man. Like, yo, pull up, man. Like, we trying to see how that life was, bro. I felt like that was a good time, man. Hitting the island.
Yeah, we about to jump into the topic, but there goes Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth been missing for 2 months.
You was a pirate in the Caribbean, man. You know, I wasn't, bro.
I'm sorry. My bad. I spent a shitload of money.
You
could
have texted
and
said something. You know how I be worried. Like, I'm sorry, my bad. That's not good enough. God dang it.
That's international minutes. Nigga, that's how we fell off when I was out there in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, remember? Nigga, Sprint gave a nigga, what was it, $700 phone bill? I went back to Yahoo Messenger.
Look, you
Messenger,
remember
like,
we used to talk on Yahoo Messenger?
Yeah. Nigga said, man, what happened to the phone? I said, man, they gave me a $700 phone bill. That's a wrap. Nigga, we on Yahoo Messenger right now.
Oh, you could have sent a text or something. I was worried like a fool. I know you was sick the last time you was on here, so you know my mind. You always be telling me not to worry, but, you know, I can't help it. And I'm like, hey, he was sick the last time I talked to him, and then he disappeared. So, you know, I'm up here giving a heartfelt speech. This is my best as a best friend.
We
always
say this.
I'm like, damn, you ain't
talking
smooth the whole.
I'm about to hang up. You hear me? I'm like, man, I want to hear this. This eulogy, I was about to hang up and call back after you was done. I'm like, man, I've been on phone 5 minutes. So you got to do a quick over.
And I'm just calling
here.
You, and I'm like, oh, his phone ringing. It ain't going to voicemail.
Right.
I go in here, you on the phone. Okay, well, welcome back, Smooth, the house Negro. So Smooth is the house Negro. So please don't take offense by him. He's going to say whatever that comes to his mind, and it's probably not going to be politically correct most of the time, but that's just Smooth. Welcome back.
I'm kind of hurt for the discretionary. Like, the nigga just put a fucking warning label on my ass. So.
For the new people. Man, he don't mean no harm. He's just blunt.
Yeah, listen,
I ain't never met nobody more blunt than me. So, you know, that's Smooth.
This is the Mo Benz and Miss Lovely Black Show. I'm just a... Whatever I say ain't got no representation on this facility. I'm sorry. My bad.
This should be good vibes, man.
So Mo has a little episode on Twitter. You know, I know you big got off Twitter. But Mo has a little episode on Twitter Tuesday nights, I think. And it's like 30 minutes. But, you know, they talk about like a little quick, little organized little situation that they got going on. So shout out to Mo. Mo, I got you. And thank you,
What's
Mo.
Up?
Just keep sending me the alerts when you're going on there. I was
in
a meeting this week,
so
I couldn't jump in. But I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get there. So you send me the alerts because you know time gets beside
me. Let me put the official word out there. So yeah, so my side show that I got is called Reasonable Doubt. I premiered it about a month ago. It's me and my co-host Kev Hurt. And, you know, basically the concept of the show is kind of inspired by Reasonable Doubt, the classic Jay-Z album, his first album. And, you know, if you listen to that album or read the songs, you know, he's got songs that just can make sense for topics. So, you know, we got Politics as Usual, Cashmere Thoughts, The Evils, Can I Live, you know what I'm saying? So Ain't No Nigga, you know what I'm saying? So So we do three topics. It's just short and quick, you know what I'm saying, half an hour show. And, you know, whatever topic we talk about is going to be tied into one of the song titles. So, you know, check it out. It's exclusively on Twitter. But every Tuesday we go live from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, check it out if you get a chance.
Yeah, so that was, you know, I gave the rough draft hood version, and that's the official version there. But, you know, yeah, just keep sending them to me. This week I seen it. I was in a meeting,
and
I couldn't tap in.
And I've been pretty, you know, I've been a little busy and shit. So, but the top 10 list, I'm looking to drop that. Hopefully, yeah, because, you know, I wanna do it this week, so especially since I'm doing a world-famous chop-up, you know what I'm saying, exclusively next week. I want to get that top 10 list. I'm going to try to make that a goal to have it finished up by next week, so I can have that to chop it up and explain each person and why they made the list. So,
yeah, because you haven't done your top 10 porn star list in a long time. So
yeah, I know. So I got to get that cracking. So, yeah, this week, hopefully, yeah, I should have some time. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to make some time to make that happen. But, yeah.
Hey, is this
I've
been fighting
that who hot from Mo.
What's up? What's up, Smooth? Talk to me.
On Tuesdays, y'all talk about porn. What did I miss?
No. So the first one, first thing I was just saying, my reasonable doubt is my, you know, the show I have on Tuesday, my half an hour show. But
yeah, that's not like porn.
Yeah, but then the other one, you know, and that's just, you know, that's like, you know, anybody can listen to that. Kids, you know what I'm saying? It's an easy digest, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, here we keep it thorough, real talk. So basically,
No. Let me tell you what he said, Smooth. Since you're talking about disclaimer, I put on your head. He said, "Well, see, that show is straight to the point. It's very organized and level. See, this show right here, it just be all over the place. So, you know, this is my breakaway and my calm now. That's what he said. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you're gonna get the real Mo Benz on this show. So, you know, you're gonna get the real both, but you're gonna get the raw Mo Benz on this show. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta have uncut version of myself.
So family friendly on Tuesdays.
Family friendly on Tuesdays, though. Yeah.
No, wait. You didn't hear what he said. He just said, yeah. He didn't hear everything you said, Mo. I mean, Smooth.
But what I was saying is,
he said on Tuesdays and then what on Sundays?
He's family friendly on Tuesday. He's just a whore on Sunday.
Yeah.
You agreed to it twice. Like, yeah, nigga.
Hashtag happy married man.
There you go. Hashtag happy married man. So, man, it's good. It's good for you to be back. You know, man, it feels like family. I think family again. But this is a show where we turn up and show our ass like tonight. We're going to show up and show our ass. And then here's a topic that, you know, Smooth is coming back on this type of topic. So let's dive right in. tonight's topic is, does everyone have that one cut buddy they can never let go, right? And so I was having a conversation with my homegirl this week, and we were talking about, you know, the one person that people have, like, no matter what, that's their go-to person, right? And so this cut buddy is generally somebody that you were sleeping with for a very long time, and you may have either not wanted a relationship or was in a relationship and it didn't work, but you knew they body and they knew your body. You know, they know your body. And you may move on, get in a relationship, but that one person is where you know that you're going to get a guaranteed grand slam in the bedroom. That one cut buddy that no matter who you with, no matter what you're doing, you know, you'll result back to that person either on a regular basis or, you know, even if it's just once a year that you see that person, but your whole life consists of this particular person. Does everybody have somebody like that? I mean, Mo, hashtag happily married man.
What's up? What, you want me to set it off first or what?
But outside of that, like, you know, does everybody have that one person? Like, it is no hard feelings, it's no bad vibes. You know, when you link up with them, y'all going to have fun, do whatever y'all do. The sex is going to be absolutely amazing. There's no expectations. There's no nothing. You link up, you get it in, boom. You got your fix because that's the one person that you've aligned that has, like, the best sex to you in the world? Like, does everybody have that one person? Mo, yes, you can kick it off.
Well, I've had, you know what I'm saying? Like, I, you know, hashtag happily married man, of course. But, yeah, like, you know, I feel like that's all I had until I got married was cut buddies, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it was all good, you know what I'm saying? I could probably do a top five list of cut buddies, but, you know, I had to cease and desist, you know, once I became a married man. But, yeah, you know, cut buddies is nice, man, because there's no strings attached. Y'all just limp.
No. I'm not talking about cut buddies in general. I'm saying that one that stands out, that you take with you no matter how many other cut buddies, that one.
I can't just say one because I told you I'm all into variety, and I've said this numerous times. I've always adapt to different people's personalities. So I can't just say it's not one. You know what I'm saying? It's different ones that fulfill different needs.
You a hoe.
You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have one that I could just say, you the one. Nah, it was like y'all the five. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's how I can answer. But, yeah, cut buddies, you know, like cut buddies is – what's up? When you align and you had that, you know what I'm saying? I understand.
Wait a minute. Nigga, did you listen to the explanation, though, nigga?
What's the explanation? Maybe I missed it. I don't know. I'm kind of nice right now. I got a little drink.
Welcome back.
We not just talking about a general ass cut, but we talking about that one guaranteed motherfucker. Like it don't matter what year it is. You see what I'm saying? Y'all can fall off for five fucking years, come back. Like damn,
I'm sure
I missed this.
I haven't sparked that, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been on my married man type stuff, so I plead the fifth on that. But I'm
all right. I understand. This nigga with the cord on me. I understand. It's been a while since I've been gone. I came back with a tan and shit. This nigga's still the same. All right, okay.
Pirate of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Exactly, nigga. Pirates of the Caribbean and shit. And I'm pouring rum on bitches' booties, and you still not eating shrimp. I'm fucking cocktails and in the building.
Yeah.
Man, let me slide into you smooth, man. I know you got to I'm ready. We need that in our life right now. What's your answer?
No.
Hell no. No. Really?
No. Right. Like, for one, I'm reading the definition of what you wrote. You said that everyone have that one cut buddy they never can let go. Like, no, bitch, I've always let the fucking cut buddy go. It, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I understand what your
definition
is.
Some of your baby mamas
is,
that was cut buddies turned into baby mamas because you couldn't let it go. What are you talking about?
Right, but now I can let the bitch go. Now I can let the bitch go. Like, you said, can never let go. Like, no, I can always let the bitch go. Like, I understand
okay,
what you're saying.
Okay, so, Smooth, we got to alter it for you. Do you got that one cut buddy that one person that you just always go back to, you know it's going to be a hit. I know it's going to be my homegirl, motherfucking Faye, but whatever.
No. The flow is very toxic, my nigga.
Flow is. Her name is Flo. That's the funniest thing about it.
She be talking, hey, look, she be naming bitches, man. Flo is extremely toxic, you dig? Don't get me wrong, and that's the best fucking sex. I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker tell you. Anytime you can talk to the pussy before you fuck, talk to the pussy while you fucking, and talk to the pussy after, like, it's very toxic, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you try to hit me with a car. You know what I'm saying? Like, you call
the- that's the one. That toxic shit be the best shit sometimes.
Right, but I can let that shit go. But, yes, do I have that one? You feel what I'm saying? But, yes, if you fuck around, erase, can never let go, of course. But since you got let the bitch go, like, no.
Well, women see it like that. Women would be like, oh, I just can't let. So Flo would be your one.
No. Mm. I have too many for that. I have too many. No. Flo, look. Fucking Flo is amazing. It is. Oh, man, without a shadow of a doubt, when we have sex, it is some of the most violent. Sweet Jesus, right now my nipples got hard thinking about it. You see what I'm saying? Hey, did you, like, I might just call her after the show, but like, look, bitch, yeah, I'm on my way. But no, 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 and fuck no. But yeah, Flo is up there, but nah, there's too many of them. I fuck around with Flo, and I'm going to have to punch in the jaw.
Damn.
I ain't got time. Like, nigga, that's how
that's
we fuck.
That's my homegirl.
Right, that's how we fuck. Like, I'm like, wait a minute, bitch. Is your hand on my throat? My hand on your throat. You see what I'm saying? Like, we got too much shit going on here. You know? But, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's violent. Oh, sweet Jesus, it's violent. Boy, woo-woo.
So, y'all, I put my hand around somebody's throat before they looked at me like, bitch, is you crazy? It felt perfectly normal to me.
But look, I'm talking about, I remember one time we was fucking and I could have sworn we got in a fight. But I just knew we got in a fight, bitch. Like, hold up. Like, nigga, we cool? Are we, you know what I'm saying? Are we together, bro? Like, yeah, bitch, don't even worry about it. I was just feeling a little horn. Like, all right, I'm okay. But, you know, at least warn me, bitch, because you hit me, I hit you back. But yeah, no. But the answer is no to never let go. But if you erase that shit, yeah, I got a few of them hoes that were you like, man, look, that's just guaranteed good ass fuck. Like, ooh, man, this bitch pissing me off.
See, okay, so but what I'm getting basically from you and Mo, it's like men, they may have multiple ones that know it's a guaranteed good look, right? For women, it generally is gonna be that one. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be that one for women. And so that's what I've never let go. Because when I talk to women about this, I don't care if they married or whatever. So generally, in the beginning of a relationship or why everything is good for the first whatever, you know, year or two or whatever, you know, there may be some distance between them and that person, right? But if things are rocky within their current relationship and they just stuck in it, you know, they go back to this person and they know they can get a good fix. There's no feelings. There's, you know, no extra feelings. You know, they understand it. So with women, it's normally one. I guess with men, there's multiple that they may have that they know because men, you know, may have more options, but it's that one, that multiple that they're going to have. It's like, I know it's going to be a good lick. You know, let me go over here. I know it's going to be a good lick. Let me go over here. Women have one. That one partner is so good. Now, here's the thing that can turn a good thing bad, right, under two circumstances when it comes to women. You're going to be in one or two positions. One, you got some women that have this one cut buddy, and they have never been in a relationship, more than likely will never be in a relationship. The sex is just amazing. It's like the pussy's so good, you just wanted it forever, and it hurts. But it's like the dick was so good, you just wanted it forever, and it hurts. Like, the sex is amazing. The sex is great. And then it's like they want a relationship so bad, like they want to keep it. They want to put a title on it. So when you're trying to put titles and put claim to certain situations, you know what I'm saying, that if it's not broke, how can you fix it? You know what I'm saying? Like, if this situation is going in this manner, why are you trying to change it up? You know, especially for an extended time. You know, you done been just sleeping with somebody for, you know, a year or two or even longer, and y'all got a solid understanding. Why try to change that to a relationship when that's not what the foundation, that's not what you got here? You know what I'm saying? A lot of times things go so good because there's no title, because there's no expectation. Right? And then you put the expectations on it, it goes sour. Then you got your female that just straight up understands, look, we ain't finna be in a relationship. It's good. You ain't shit. I ain't shit. Whatever the case may be, but our sex is great. So since the sex is so great, they gonna leak up and do what they gotta do, however that may go. You understand me? For me, right, I have my one, really. If I'm in a relationship, I don't see him. You know what I'm saying? I don't deal with him. But if he in a relationship, he don't give a shit. He's still going to reach out to me. He going to pay for me to get to him, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Like, we link up. We have a good time. We have a couple of drinks. We do what we do for a day or two. Boom, I'm going by my life. He going by his life. It ain't all of that extra off in between. You know, even I had to actually tell him a year or two ago, I had to tell him, like, look, I think like 2 years ago, I had to tell him, I'm like, you know, all this extra texting and shit, it seems forced to me. Because it's like me forcing myself to interact with you on a regular basis. That's not what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we already understand where we stand. There's love there, but, like, this is the person that I know for sure knows my body, knows what he's doing, how to do it, right size, right everything. You feel me? And it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? And so our situation was we used to fuck around very, very heavy. You know what I'm saying? For about 9 years, right? And out of the nine, four of them, he went to feds. So when he came back home, we stopped. He went to feds, came back home. We kept going, right? And so we fucked around heavy for about 9 years. And then I moved away from Florida. So when I was there, we see each other every single week. Never failed. You know what I'm saying? He had me on a, you know, allowance, gave me money. You know, everything was everything. But it was just the respect that, see, when somebody rock with you, asking for respect or expecting it, that shit don't even, it's not even a thing, right? Because you should be dealing with somebody that has respect just in general. You know what I'm saying? We never really had any type of issues because of the bond and the vibe that we gave each other. You know what I'm saying? It was always respect. It was always love. So when I moved away, I didn't see him for a couple years, but he stayed in touch. And when I did finally see him, he came to me. Like, man, I don't want this distance. You know, da-da-da. I hear you. We link up and see each other a couple times a year, and then it got back to me like once a year. If I'm in a relationship, I don't see him. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, cut off. And he knows. You know, he's like, dang, you know, I ain't seen you, I ain't heard from you, I'm in a relationship or whatever. He knows. He's like, he tell me all the time, I'll be glad when you get like me. Because it don't matter who I'm with, I'm still going to make time for you.
Mm.
Well, I'm not him. So, of course, that's not going to happen. But whenever I'm not in a relationship, that is go-to guarantee what it is. Now, some men can't handle hearing something like that. Like, but at the end of the day, I'm a realist. Like, yeah, it doesn't, like, I have that one person to where if I wanted to just put my head down and strictly work and not focus on nothing, I know that I can go back to Florida or he can come here and I can link up with him, you know, every few months and not have to worry about a relationship, none of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that one person, because I know it's going to be fire. Every single time, fire, no bullshitting, no nothing. It's super fire. Right? So I just had a text, I think 2 years ago, he was like, man, he said it to me, like, man, why don't we, you know, try to get in this relationship? And I was like, look, I kind of felt like the man in the situation at this point, but, you know, real is real. I'm like, look, man, this has been, you know what, 17, 18 years? If it ain't broke, what we fixing? You know what I'm saying? Like, we not doing that. Like, why? That's going to complicate shit. And then I'm going to, you know, we can get to the point where we mad at each other. We're going to mess up what we got. Like, I prefer to keep what we have. And, you know, even though he said he respected it, he felt some type of way about it, because that's normally what men say. But at the end of the day, I'm a realist. I don't want all of that with you. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it where it's at. So if I know if I'm single, you know, I have that one person that he ain't going to never miss. He always on point. He always going to look at. He always going to make sure I'm good. He going to pay for me to get to him. He going to make sure I eat good. He going to make sure I drink good. He going to make sure I go shopping. You know what I'm saying? And it's no nothing. I ain't questioning you. You ain't questioning me. And it's all respect. You can't beat it. You can't beat it at all.
Yeah, that's the definition of friends with benefits. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's why, you know what, you know, like, it's, you know, when you have friends that you are, like, you know, that you, like, it's really, for me, like, right, if we're not having no business together or whatever, or, like, I can't have female friends like that, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a savage, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, unless we're doing business and stuff like that, I can't really have just females around me, because I'm going to want to fuck, You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? But hashtag happy no name. So I don't even put myself in those situations. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a savage. Like, that's just business. If I'm just hanging out with a female, she's telling me about her other dude, what the fuck? Like, what? That shit, yeah, that shit is gay to me. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? No, you know, not bashing homosexuality, nothing like that.
Yeah. So you mean to tell me hanging with bitches is gay?
Yes, if I'm not having relations, yes, it's a waste of time for me.
All right, yeah. Right. All right, so
yep.
What we want to do is change the terminology from gay to just waste of time, because nigga, I just listened to you say, man, hanging with bitches is gay, and you're a man, nigga. That's gay for making a fucking statement. That was a gay ass statement. That is one of the gayest things you ever said on this fucking platform, my nigga.
Like,
I'm
fucking
kidding. Like, what? Name with this become gay?
Look, hear me out, fool. If I'm gonna explain, maybe you didn't get it. What I'm trying to say is, if I'm attracted to a female, let me explain it. What I'm trying to say is, if I'm attracted to a female, I am not about to just be hanging out, being her friend and shit. I'm not. If I'm not knocking it down, I'm not hanging out. Don't call me. Don't text. None of that. Like, what's the point? Like, I'm not doing that. That's not how I get down. I'm a savage. That's like a lion just chilling with some meat that he can't eat. Like, I'm like a lion chilling with a fucking wildebeest and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just chilling. Like, no, I want to eat that shit.
Hilarious.
So,
I'm laughing because I know people like that. I know people like Mo.
Like
they be like, oh, yeah, I'll friend zone you fast, because in order to get in my energy now with all the work I done put on myself, I'm not just dealing with anybody. And before, you know what I'm saying, I got with my peoples, it would be like, you know, I already know you didn't qualify to deal with me. But I'm like, we cool, we can chill. I'm like, shit, Black, if I'm chilling with you, you know what, don't even finish the statement. Going on somewhere. It's going to fucking happen.
That. I'm gonna just come out and just chill, and we're just gonna just look at each other and shit. Fuck that. Hell no.
Man, you can drink, you can talk, play card games, all the above. D.
And then after that, I'm gonna, so yeah.
Nigga, I don't know about you, but I hang with females, man. I have bitches that I don't fuck, so I can chill with them. You see what I'm saying? Cause like once we fuck, we ain't chilling no more. So like, nigga, you crazy? Like, I don't understand a word you just said. That was some gay ass shit.
What,
I'm here for how you
try
to fuck around. You put that bitch in the box and try to fuck around and put a bow on that motherfucker. The fact that you said you can't chill with a bitch if you can't hit, nigga, that's some gay shit. Nigga, that was gay.
How was that?
Smooth, what year did we meet, Smooth?
Like, 2008?
I met Smooth in 2008 when I lived in Baton Rouge. Let me tell you something.
Right.
This 2022. Me and Smooth ain't never ever fucked. Me and Smooth done slept in the same bed with each other. All of that. We ain't never did none of that shit. And I used to go from Baton Rouge to New Orleans, and Smooth, I'm here. Like, I've always traveled to go see Smooth. Like, you know, this bastard ain't never came out here to see me. Or anywhere I've been, I always came out of New Orleans. And it's never, like, that's not even our thing. You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, you straight? You good? You need something? Like, on that type of time. I prefer this type of Smooth. I think we talked about it one time, and Smooth said the exact same shit he said now. Like, a couple years in the being friends, we talked about it one time. Smooth said, I can't fuck with you, because if I fuck with you, we won't be as tight as we, you know what I'm saying, that we is right now. You know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't never came off on you like that. You know, I think we was talking about, like, how we were so cool for so long, and it ain't never been nothing, and it's still whatever. Still, and he's like, yeah, no, Black, like, you my dog. And if I fuck with you, then you're not going to be my dog no more. And now I realize that he a whole dog, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, I respect him for knowing his dogism, you know what I'm saying, and saying, like, no, I ain't even going to try Black like that, because, you know, I want her as my friend. So, yeah, I mean, just speaking out, like, me and this man ain't never did nothing. So he be like, oh, that's gay for me to hang with you, and I'm not smashing you. I'd be like, what? Bitch.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you. Like, yeah, nah.
But in hindsight, if Smooth was trying to sleep with me all the time, I wouldn't be going to be like, man, best friend, what you doing? I'm finna come to New Orleans. I wouldn't be going to see him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Right. Especially not none of that. I wouldn't be doing none of that. We wouldn't even be on the type of time that we on if he was on some, you know, black, you gonna let me hit it. You know what I mean? Any of that. Like, no, because that's a whole different ball game. You know, I could look at him as my best friend. Like, it is what it is. Like, he'd be like, black, you want to come out here? And he'll send for me to come out there. Like, you know, I ain't paid for it every time. I'm just saying, I always went to New Orleans, but I love New Orleans, so I'm always there anyways. Fucking with Smooth, and then that's just, it's been a trend. But, you know, he pay, I pay, whatever the case may be. He know I love New Orleans. Come on, black, come chill. This nigga pay for me to come to New Orleans and don't even see me.
That's dope, bro. I'm just saying,
Tyson on the radio show. Tyson on here, you got the phone on mute. Hopefully you ain't sleep. Tyson, you got that one cut buddy that you can't let go?
Nah. Everybody let them go. You're the only one that's keeping them black. Everybody else let them go.
Nah, man, fuck that. I let him go, yo. I let him go. I can't do it.
Y'all some hoes. God,
it's not even that, yo. It's a thing. Well, yeah, it is that. I'm gonna keep it real. It is that. But at the end of the day, they always want more. You understand what I'm saying? They always want to. Oh, let's see what this can do or whatever. You know, I'm like, nah, yo, that wasn't the plan. That wasn't the agreement. That wasn't the contract we signed up for, you know? So, yeah, I try not to. I'll try to stay away from that shit.
I'm glad I was never your cut, buddy. Shit, this motherfucker was going to let my ass go. No, Tyson is another good friend. We done plenty of business together. We never slept with each other. Never on no type of shit like that. We can laugh and joke and kiki, and that's why we been cool for so long. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell women, like, you can meet cool-ass people and get along with them, and, you know, they could be beneficial to you. You could be beneficial to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep the sex out of the equation, especially if there is, you know, no type of commitment or no type of understanding of we trying to build something. You know what I'm saying? It's not always, this a man, this a woman, let's have sex. My homies, my bestest of friends, like, I don't sleep with them. And those are my homies because it's never nothing like that. And I feel like because we don't sleep together and we don't get the emotions and stuff like that, because after you sleep with somebody three to four times, I'm going to say, emotions are automatically going to start evolving. You know what I'm saying? So when you don't put that portion in it and it's just that friendly love, it's just that you my homie, you know what I'm saying? You value that, I feel like, more. When you get the emotional aspect of love in it, then that shit go to taking control of how you think, how you speak, how you move when one person is not on it and the other person is, and then you can demolish something. So all of my homies are extremely successful in their own right. You know what I'm saying? Got something going for themselves. And I keep people like that around me so that I can keep myself motivated as well. So somebody like, damn, black, how are you the hustler that you are? I'm the hustler that I am from the people in the street that I've associated myself with from start to now. You know what I'm saying? Dating kingpins, seeing how they move, having friends like Smooth and Tyson and so on and so forth, seeing how they move, right? But I never would fuck with them because, well, Tyson, I wouldn't say, everybody used to throw themselves at Tyson. And Tyson, he real secretive, so you would never know who he was fucking with. So I was just, you know, we would always joke around, you know, but I'm like, yeah, this nigga here, he slime. And then Smooth, it was one of those things, like, you know, by the time we did have a conversation, by the time it did come up, it's like, shit, no, I don't want to ruin our bond, you know? So at the end of the day, y'all some hoes. because the moral of the story of having a cut buddy is having that one person that, you know, you ain't going crazy about, they ain't going crazy about you, but y'all cool as fuck, you got their back, and you know that you're going to have some great sex every single fucking time. Not, well, shit, you got some good sex, but I'm going to switch you out. You know, like, you ain't supposed to switch him out.
You know. Like I said, in my opinion, come on now, Black.
Hey, nigga, you already know I've been stalked, bitch, and set my shoes on fire while I'm still in them. Nigga, I still got the shoes on. Why am I hot, bitch? Because she caught me on fire. Like, it just don't work that way. I'm sorry.
Hey,
you
know what? What?
Well, Black, I mean, Black,
Yeah, right, I can hear you.
So y'all
what?
Listen. So listen, I'm getting ready to announce something real quick, yo. So
what?
I'm gonna keep it a band with you real quick. And this is why I don't keep cut buddies. So there was somebody that's in the industry that I did fuck around with, and they fell in love, and they tried to change that whole shit around. And I knew from that point on, I couldn't keep a cut buddy because that's
somebody that I know.
What happened.
Oh, snap.
Look, now he feels.
Okay.
So,
I'm not going to tell you no names, but I'm going to tell you this. I shot 5 scenes with them.
Now, I'll be keeping up who you be shooting.
No. I shot 5 scenes with them.
I ain't never seen no movies you was in, though.
I shot 5 scenes.
So you shot 5 scenes with them, and then they fell in love with you. I know. I kind of got an idea, though. I got 3 people that's coming to mind.
Let me get to my ex videos real quick.
I want
to fuck out of yeah. Best name, ex video.
Yeah, like Brooklyn Kings. That's Brooklyn Kings. I'm thinking of the chick.
Oh gosh.
The chick.
Yeah,
but
we talking about the bitch though. We don't give a fuck about the, we won't see the bitch. So
the chick, she dark skinned.
She dark skinned.
Yeah,
oh,
she dark skinned.
The chick.
That's so racist.
Huh?
Nah.
Nah, it's not her. I know who you talk about.
Oh,
know
you know
exactly
who I'm talking about. The one. Oh.
Callie,
you ain't
Callie
talking about
Green,
P-Box, is you?
Who?
P-Box. Put it together.
What do they call it? P-Box.
P-Box.
Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas speaking of riddle. I'm on X videos, man. Stop playing with me.
P, man. P.
Oh, nah,
P.
It ain't on X video. I know for a fact it ain't up on X video. I know for a fact.
Well, I'm out of Rude.com.
No, I kept asking you about P.
It was P, wasn't it? You can't tell me you ain't slept with P. I ain't crazy.
Nah, that's all my kids. Me and her never did nothing.
Damn, that's crazy.
I never did it.
It wasn't DH, was it?
BH.
Nah.
I was finna hang up on your ass if you.
but look, all right, to bring it full circle. So like you had to cut it off because you saying she was catching feelings for you and you didn't want to like have that, you know, what you're doing as far as, you know, your working.
Yeah, because it was okay. So it started out, she was female talent. We got cool. We hung out. This, that, and the third. It was nothing really. You understand what I'm saying? And one day we fucked around. And then she took the camera and she put it on. Because she was like, yo, I can't believe you go like that. So she put it on. So we did. The first one was like 45, 50 minutes straight.
Okay.
And then she was like, yo. Then she was like, yo, do you mind if I said, hell yeah, I mind. So then she was like, all right, but you mind if I record it? I was like, nah, I don't mind you record it, but don't put the shit up. You understand what I'm saying? And on some real shit, she's never put it up. And she's never, like, said anything to anybody in the industry about it.
Katie? Right,
what? Yeah. Who?
Katie?
Nah, you're not going to get it. I'm telling you, you're not going to get it.
So it during our time in the adult industry, our time was like 2009 to 13. I think I met Tyson in 2010, 11.
Like after that. But you know who she is.
Yeah, so she
you
came in after we all stopped, you know what I'm saying, like going hard, then I don't know her. Because I ain't, you know, I wasn't checking for nobody. When I stepped out, I was done. You know what I'm saying? I ain't looked back.
All right.
Yeah, so my ex video.
My thing is, I done filmed her shoot several scenes. And I seen, you understand what I'm saying? But then when she started to get real clingy, and I was like, yo, don't do that shit. Not here. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You understand what I'm saying? And we had those conversations. Like, yo, don't do that. Don't do that. Keep this shit professional. It's been professional. And no lie, I swear to God, she was shooting a scene. She said my name in the scene. I swear to God. Oh, my kids, she said my name in the scene.
They got real. So did y'all ever shoot a scene professionally together?
Oh, nah. Just the mold she wanted to throw in the camera because she was bugging.
Okay, because I thought y'all was doing some stuff professionally, and then y'all got, like, you know, did your own thing.
So they shot five and shit five times, nigga, what?
Yeah, so, yeah, I had to stop.
Here's the sidebar to that. I'm going to put you out there since you hold on. The sidebar is he could never go public because he's married.
Breaking
news.
He could never go public because he married business. So
if you married and you in that lifestyle, I mean,
nah, but luckily it happened after we called it over with between us.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? That wasn't happening during that. Because during that time, you know, I was keeping it straight. Because she trusted me around them girls. You understand what I'm saying? So I kept it kept it straight. That was never during that time. It was after that time. It was after we was like, yo, you know, let's go our separate ways or whatever, whatever. And what happened was she had came to shoot. The dude didn't show up. Or something happened with the male time. He couldn't get hard. That's what it was. And I gave the nigga a kill fee. Give the nigga a little gas money. Say, yo, I appreciate you coming, blah, 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 yada, yada. So we were sitting in the room, bullshitting. I'm taking it down. She's like, yo, it's fucked up, blah, 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 yada, yada. And we was just bullshitting, talking. And next thing I know, she clicked that motherfucker on. And we went straight. You know, and I told her, I said, yo, and we had them conversations before. You know how we used to talk on set, lovely, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so then once I started realizing she started getting clingy and, you know, doing certain shit, I'm like, yo, come on, don't do that shit. You know, trying to, you know, motherfuckers, dudes, niggas pick up on shit. You understand what I'm saying? Niggas
you can see the
they're looking at you and they because a lot of women can't keep shit under wraps. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of their emotions show, you know, off a female talent around you. Y'all joking. They got their arm on you. She cut the eye at her and all this shit. Nah, come on.
Yeah, don't make it obvious. So, you know, I guess to put a bow on this, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to cut buddies, you know, Black says cut buddies. I say friends with benefits. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's very important before you establish the friends with benefits that you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep it a buck with each other, and you gotta kinda understand who you're dealing with, because once you take it there, you know, things can switch up. So you gotta kinda have a good judge of character You know what I'm saying? Before you kind of step it up, it could go left. You know, you don't want no basic instinct or no, what's the other one? You know, the movies where they used to come at you. You know what I'm saying? Where it got too real. What's the sleeping? Nah. What's the other one? I can't even think of it. But, you know.
Oh,
that's
Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction. That movie, that shows a cut buddy that went wrong.
All those movies are examples of niggas that was lying. You see what I'm saying?
That shit was wrong. That movie was crazy. So, you know, that's Friends with Benefits gone wrong or Cut Buddies gone wrong. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's it. So, you know what I'm saying? So once again, another dope topic from Black, good stuff. You got Smooth back on the check-in, you know what I'm saying? We got into some freaky conversations. You know, Smooth is all about that life. And then Smooth pops back up, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
Yeah,
so now, without further ado, you know, I'm going to get into my favorite part of the show.
You a damn liar.
This is the world-famous chop-up, you know, for anybody that's new to the show. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So as always, you know what I'm saying, before I kick it off, relax. You know, is there anything in the news that you was tripping on that you was like, you know what, I'm going to bring it to the world famous chop up and talk about it?
So it is so funny, right? I seen this video. I think it was on Baller Alert or Hollywood Unlocked. I'm not sure which one it was. I a lot of times, especially now, I try to keep my vibration in a certain space, so I don't really look at the blogs anymore because it's always some depression shit. You know, it's always some crazy stuff, so I try to be mindful. But shout out to Lil Duval. You know, he's healing great. He was in an accident on Bahama Island, and somebody, you know, came and hit him from the side. He was on a four-wheeler, broke both of his shoulders, broke his hip, you know, head injuries, you know, road rash, all of that. And, you know, he's at home healing well. He's a Florida representative, Jacksonville, Duval 904. You know, I'm an Orlando, Florida representative, 407. But I used to work a lot, you know, when I was in the industry in Duval. So, you know, Duval is one of my little getaways. So, you know, salute to him, salute to his recovery and his process, and, you know, the people in the Bahamas, because he's actually from Bahamas as well. So I seen this video of this man, and he's an Instagram model, and he blurred her face out, or they blurred her face out. As an Instagram model, he flew her out. She came halfway across the country, took her somewhere. She being bougie, you know, crab legs, this, that, dick nice hotel. First night, you know, buddy filming as he's talking. He's like, I didn't ask you for sex. I was a gentleman. Second night, you sitting here, you want to go out, and you don't want to give me sex. So she was like, I'm not supposed to have sex. I ain't got to have sex with you. He's like, man, you know, you should have stayed home. Why would you come all the way over here? You know what I'm saying? He said, it's not about the money, but it is about the money, because I done spent like $5,000 on you. You know what I'm saying? Studying you or whatever. She was like, but you want to spend money. Like, and he like, you wouldn't even sleep with me. It is hilarious, right? But here's what I want to say to, like, the women that tune in. Like, listen, I'm an OG in the game, right? I'm an OG, and you got some people, it ain't the same. I guarantee you it's way worse now than it was when I was in the game. You know what I'm saying? I got out of the game in 2013. We move completely different. And at the end of the day, if you want respect, you got to give respect. Trying to get over on these men and you being flown out somewhere to a different state, a different city where you don't know anybody, and you playing these games with these men will get you stanking somewhere, okay? So I want y'all to understand that you need to get that shit clear. It's not about getting over on somebody, because that shit can go completely bad. It can go a different way. He didn't have to expose her. He could have just had somebody do something to her, and he would have been clear. You know what I'm saying? So I need y'all young ladies that's trying to get this type of attention to not get the wrong type of attention. You will go way further when you respect that man time and he respects your your time. If you know you don't want to sleep with somebody, make sure it's nothing to have that conversation at the top. Yeah, I'll come out there, but, you know, I don't think I want to, you know, sleep with you or anything like that. Have that shit up top so you ain't worried about none of that, you know? Like, this man talking about, you know, he changed her flight at the last minute because she only fly Delta and you want to be this big bougie chick. Listen, let me tell you something. I was somebody, boy, money was not an option. You know what I'm saying? And anybody knew if they was dealing with black, they had to have something in their pocket. And that's just what it was, right? But I didn't have to demand that. It came with who dealt with me. You know what I'm saying? Just because of how I carried myself. I didn't have to put on for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody going feel some type of way. And most importantly, just because you want to go somewhere and do something, make that man fly to where you at. If you flying out to them, take your friend with you, let your friend pay for the airfare or whatever. Like, the game don't change, just the people in it. You know what I'm saying? And trying to get over on somebody would leave your ass stuck and looking stupid. I've seen it so many times. If I've been in this game, I've done a lot of things, and I've seen a lot of things, and it ain't end well with people. So just a PSA to the ladies that's out here, you know, in these streets that's trying to do these things and think they cool because you seen somebody else do it. Baby, your life ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? You got people that love you. I don't care how much you got to pay your bills on your own. You grown. That's what you're supposed to do. But don't make your family cry by trying to keep up with somebody else or trying to get over on somebody. It's not worth it out here. So that's all that I had this week.
All right, no doubt. So, yeah, nice public service announcement from Black, you know what I'm saying, letting you know how this game go or whatever. So,
oh, I did a magazine interview in May. I forgot. I did a magazine interview in May. I did it before May, but it came out in May. Salute the shout-out Atlanta. Okay, you can find them on Instagram. And then they have a link. Shout out to Shout Out Atlanta. They covered my interview. I forgot to post it. But I just seen it, and I posted it or whatever. So you can check out my business interview. Just like taking you through the phases in my life, what, you know, how I get to where I am now, what was my drive, what was my push, you know, black man carry weight, you know what I'm saying, big black. But, you know, shout out to Shout Out Atlanta for the feature in their magazine. And anybody else that has featured me in their magazine, you know, if you Google the name, the new Miss Lovely Black, or you Google, the new Miss Lovely Black, you'll see, you know, the different magazines and the different TV shows that I've been on. I think I kind of chill with, like, the media promo, but I am coming back out in 2023, you know what I'm saying, just on heavy media patrol because of the nonprofit organization. We are officially a nonprofit organization within the state of Georgia. We're working on our federal statistics, but I am so honored to be able to give back to the children and the teachers in my local community and people that are just in need, you know, anywhere in the United States. It's going to just be amazing. So a lot of things working on that, but that's it. All right. Peace.
All right. So this is one of the topics I'm going to get into from the world-famous chop-up. So I didn't get a chance to talk about this because I didn't have too much knowledge on it, but then I got a chance to do a little bit of research. So basically, Trump got raided about, I'll say almost about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, so I think this is kind of interesting because, you know, right now we're in 2022. And, of course, 2023 is right around the corner. You know, we're about to go into the fall, so fall, winter, and then you already know it's a new year. And 2023, you know, everything's going to start, everybody's going to start jockeying in position to see what's up for 2024. So, you know, this is where I start to, like, you know, my ears start to kind of, you know, keep my ear to the streets of what's going on because I'm just not feeling this whole administration, Biden situation, you know, this inflation is crazy. So it's interesting, like, basically Trump hasn't announced that he's going to be running for 2024 as of yet, but it seems like it's bubbling. It seems like it's coming. And, you know, the whole sense of the raid, you know, his residence in Florida, he calls it Mar-a-Lago, you know, it's, I guess, like his resident private club that he has down there. But basically was raided by the, you know, by the FBI. And, you know, apparently he had like 15 boxes that apparently he said was declassified, but they're saying it wasn't declassified. They said it was classified, which means he needed to return it. And I guess Trump was taking his time. And so they went out there, you know, raided this whole place, took passports and everything. So, you know, because I guess, you know, these documents have to go to the National Archives or whatever. But anyway, you know, I just think Trump is just like, yo, they fucking with me again. And it's going to be interesting to see how he just flips it, because I believe he's just going to flip it to his advantage or whatever. But you can already just see it's just heating up. He already knows people are just trying to fuck with him, trying to trip him up. But, you know, it's going to be cool to see if he can complete what he started, and, you know, if he could, you know, somehow win the reelection, that would be just a first, because, you know, that would be nobody has ever become president, then didn't win their second term, and then became president again. So that would just be monumental. So I'm looking out for that. I want to see what other Republican kind of comes to the forefront to try to take that spot to run up against Biden. I truly just don't see how Biden can win another term. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's the most lame duck president I've seen since, well, you know, I wasn't privy to Jimmy Carter, but it kind of reminds me of that whole Jimmy Carter situation, you know, a four-year guy that just did nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I'm just going to, I'm going to be plugged into this story. So as this, you know, starts to unfold, of course, I'm going to be talking about this on a world famous chop up. But it's just going to be, you know, the only thing I can say, you know, about this whole Biden administration, it got quiet. You know what I'm saying? The Trump administration was very loud. I didn't mind it. A lot of people did, you know, because he wasn't always politically correct and all that and whatnot. But, you know, it's been quiet, but this inflation is just crazy. You know what I'm saying? At least when Trump was in office, it seemed like people was getting more money than they are now, because he was running like a business. You know, you already seen when he got into office, you know what I'm saying? He was all about, you know, we should be getting the best out of these trade agreements and not vice versa. And it just seems like, you know, everything he started just went back. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting, man, as it starts to heat up. I can't wait to just see, you know, how it just picks up and, you know, what we have ahead. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole Trump thing. I wanted to get, you know, I didn't get a chance to touch on that. I know Black had asked about that last week. All right, so switching gears, sports report. So big shout out to my Cleveland Browns. Finally, Deshaun Watson. He's got his 11 games. You know, first it was going to be six, you know, for anybody out there that maybe not hit to the story or whatever. So Deshaun Watson is Cleveland Browns quarterback, formerly of the Houston Texans. Young quarterback, probably one of the better QBs in the league, you know what I'm saying? But he had to sit out all last season because of this whole situation with basically, you know, he was kind of doing too much, you know what I'm saying? He was doing the massage with the happy ending, and he just started flourishing way too much, you know what I'm saying, to the point that he had, I don't know, like 60 inquiries, and out of the 60, 24 end up coming with lawsuits and, you know, harassment and things of that nature. But long story short, you know, he settled the 24, and then it went to like a independent arbitrator that the NFL appointed that was a female, and she actually ruled for him to get six games. So everybody in Cleveland, not everybody, because, you know, some people just can't, you know, just don't like the optics of it. But, you know, I was kind of like, you know, that's my squad. Of course, you know, I feel that Deshaun Watson, you know, he was doing too much. You can't move like that, especially when you're a franchise, you know, one of the faces of a franchise. You know what I'm saying? You got to move a certain way. And I think he learned his lesson. You know, it came out that he didn't forcefully do anything, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was, I guess, some harassment that obviously was warranted because he had to pay out some penalties or whatever the case may be. But long story short, so I was like, all right, you know, if it's a female arbitrator and she ruled for it and six games, I'm like, all right, six games. So I was pumped. I'm like, all right, six games, you know, as a Browns fan, I'm like, all right, we can deal with that. But then, you know, Roger Goodell was like, nah, the optics don't look right. You know, of course, I don't count other people's money, but he got the bag to Andrew Berry, you know, Black Harvard-educated GM of the Browns, you know what I'm saying? You know, basically working for Jimmy Haslam, who's the owner of the Cleveland franchise. basically gave him the bag. You know what I'm saying? $230 million guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? So first contract ever that's been guaranteed, because, you know, that's some basketball shit. That's some basketball numbers. You know what I'm saying? You don't really get that in football. But now these franchise quarterbacks are getting that type of money. So, you know, the money he paid out, it was still like a quarter in the bucket compared to the bag he's got. So the optics was like, oh, nah, you already got the highest paid person in the league, and, you know, for six games is not enough. So long story short, you know, Roger Goodell was trying to get the whole season, but, you know, of course, it's a negotiation. You know, he had to sit out. He basically sat out last year. It wasn't a suspension, but we already know it was kind of a suspension without saying it was a suspension. So, you know, another whole year would be too much. So they agreed on 11 games. So long story short, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be we're going to see what Jacoby Brissett can do. You know what I'm saying? He's going to hold down the Cleveland franchise, see what they can do. They might try to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, San Francisco, they're going in a different direction. They got a young quarterback that's going to be taking over. What's his name? Trey Young, if I'm not mistaken. He'll be the new Colin Kaepernick of San Francisco. He's got that same skill set. So we'll see if they trade for Jimmy G, you know what I'm saying, and see if we can because we don't want to punt the season. You know, we got a squad right there in Pittsburgh. You know, Big Ben Roethlisberger has retired, you know, so they got this Kenny Pickett, young dude out of Pitt, that they trying to groom for the quarterback position in Pittsburgh. You know, Mike Tomlin going to have them boys ready to play. Of course, B-more. Lamar Jackson, speaking of, like, another contract situation, you know, like Lamar Jackson, you know, I'm going to kind of digress a little bit before I get back to my Cleveland Browns. But Lamar Jackson, you know, he's not he's, you know, one of the only – that I know of, you know, big-time franchise QBs. He's actually the only franchise QB that actually does not have an agent. You know, he represents himself. And, you know, I'm like, on one end, I'm like, all right, I feel you. You know, I guess you're trying, you don't want to give no percentages, no commissions to the agent. But on the other hand, you know what I'm saying, those contract negotiations can get ugly. You know what I'm saying? So the agent just he plays the bad cop. You play the good cop. Agent comes back with you with the numbers, and if you agree to it, it's all good. You give him, you know, a little 5% or whatever. But apparently Lamar Jackson want all he want all of it. But that could get dicey, you know what I'm saying, because now you actually, you know, face-to-face with the ownership and management, and, you know, you're trying to negotiate your contract, and, you know, you don't have that person play the bad cop. So long story short, you know, he's going in to the season. You know, he's got 1 year left on his deal, but football is a violent sport. So you want to get this deal done before the season. The season starts in like 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So if you get hurt, they got all the leverage. Baltimore will have all the leverage, and they will not try to give you the bag if you get injured. So, you know, that's something to think about. So anyway, but Lamar Jackson, I think he's definitely going to have another, you know, big season, you know what I'm saying? As a Browns fan, we got to look out for him. Of course, Joe Burrow and you know, the receiver down there in Cincinnati, you know, they're going to be ready to play. So, you know, we got a tough division, but I think my Browns can hold it down. Jacoby Brissett, you know, we got our defense, our running game is on point. So I'm pumped up, man. It's going to be a good season all in all. You know what I'm saying? A lot of good storylines going into the league. I can't wait. So, you know, as the league starts, you know, of course, the Sports Report, I'm gonna be all on top of the news with football. You know, this is one of my favorite sports, man. I love football the whole fall season. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So, big shout out to my Browns. We're going to see, hopefully, like I said, if Jacoby Brissett is the guy, hopefully he can just manage, be a game manager, and just you know, don't crash the you know, the Lamborghini, or, you know, because the Browns franchise right now is a nice Porsche or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just don't crash it, man. Just manage it. You know what I'm saying? Like, do the speed limit and, you know, let the offense, you know, come to you, and let the defense do their job, and don't mess it up. Don't throw no stupid-ass interceptions at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? And then hopefully we can have a decent record and let Deshaun Watson, a fresh Deshaun Watson, because he's coming off a year and a half of not playing. He should be hungry, ready to go, fresh. And then hopefully that can just ride our momentum into the playoffs. So we'll see, man. You know what I'm saying? The Browns are going to be definitely much CTV. You know what I'm saying? They'll be talked about on all the sports shows. Big shout out to my Cleveland Browns. So that's that. Quick review, man.
few, you know what I'm saying? A couple things I've been, like, zoning out onto as far as entertainment. First review I'm going to get into is the music. And if I got time, I'll get into a couple of TV reviews that I've been kind of checking. But first, the music, man. So big shout out to the West Coast, man. The West Coast is doing it on the low. Like, kind of on a high, but then on the low. And I'm going to explain it. So, of course, Kendrick had dropped in, like, June. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice critically acclaimed album. You know what I'm saying? I haven't listened to it. I put it on, like, put it on ice for a minute. I'll probably get back into it a little bit later. But, you know, the Kendrick is kind of more of the new wave of the West Coast that we have. You know, Kendrick Lamar. You know, you got Vince Staples, Tyler, the Creator. You know, those are the new wave West Coast guys. You know what I'm saying? So, but one of the veterans, still kind of a young veteran, but still, you know, compared to the OGs, he's younger, but he's still the OG to the people I just mentioned. But big shout out to the Game. You know, I went checking for the Game this time around because his last album, I think it was called Born to Rap or some shit. It came out like 2019, if I'm not mistaken, but it kind of flopped. I wasn't really feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Usually Game's albums I'm always feeling, but the last album I wasn't feeling. But this one, he got back in there, stepped his game up. Drillmatic, you know what I'm saying? I've been bumping it nonstop for past, like, what, it dropped about a week and a half ago or whatever. Top to bottom, man, it's like 30 tracks, and all of them kind of hit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got a lot, man, from top to bottom. It's got a lot of good features on there. You know what I'm saying? He's got, you know, I got my notes here, man. But, you know, he's got a couple, like, remakes. He redid the one Bone Thugs, Thuggish Ruggish, and turned it, called it something else. I think it's something. He redid the Money Cash Hoes, the Jay-Z DMX joint. He got it with A$AP Rocky. It's called Money Cash Clothes, I believe. A lot of joints on there, man. He's got, you know, West Coast cats on there. He's got YG, Blueface. You know, Game is just doing it big, man. Then he's got, you know, Kanye. And what was dope about this Game album, like I said, I've been putting Game on. I just wasn't, you know, I'm a fan of Game, but I just wasn't in that headspace to kind of, like, rock out with him. But I've been listening to the Game, and then I listened to his Drink Champs interview. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Nori Drink Champs. Big fan of that show. I like what he's doing over there. It's always inspiration for me doing what I do here. But just going back and forth with the Drink Champs, I kind of like, I was like, all right, before I listen to the album, let me, like, listen to his interview, and that kind of got me in the mode that got his mind space. But a couple things that made me understand where his mind state was for this album was, you know, Nori's got a thing where he calls it Quick Time with Slime, where he goes and he asks, like, you know, you can choose this one or both. Anyway, long story short, one of the ones questions he asked was, like, you know, producer-wise, Dre or Kanye, who you taking? I thought he would say Dr. Dre, you know, L.A., West Coast all day, aftermath, that whole situation. He picked Ye. You know what I'm saying? And then another question, he said, Big L, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people won't even know who Big L is if you ain't from New York. Big L or Biggie. He picked Big L, you know what I'm saying? And everything else is just all, like, West Coast shit. So you just kind of see his mind state. You know what I'm saying? And he, you know, he fucks with Dre, but Kanye's his guy. You know, they're, like, more peers. They're in the same age group. And then, you know, Big L, you know, as far as, you know, Big L was shot down and was just a rhyming type of MC from Harlem. You know what I'm saying? And you just see, you know, how he takes that, you know, the MCing of New York, but just adds his whole West Coast flavor to it. So, you know, that's how you get the Game or whatever. So definitely a dope album. You know what I'm saying? I was just on Reasonable Doubt with my co-host Kev Hurd. We were both feeling it. So big shout out to the Game, man. He's putting on for the West Coast. Now, we got about 3 minutes left. You know, I can talk music all day, man. It's my favorite subject to talk about, rap music. But on a low, I got to shout out the OGs coming back, man. So big shout out to Corrupt Kingpin. You know what I'm saying? Corrupt the Kingpin Corrupt Young Gotti basically dropped the album this last Thursday to just kind of open my mind up. Corrupt hadn't done no new music in about 7 years. You know, he did, like, little features here and there, but nothing, like, new. But I was pleasantly surprised, man. So big shout-out to this Corrupt project. It's called 7 P's, the Gotti way, right? It's got my mind state on point because it's 7 P's. He talks about prior, what is it? Let me get this right. Prior, proper, preparation, prevents piss-poor performance.
seven P's. So once again, prior, proper, preparation prevents piss poor performance. You know what I'm saying? So if you just, you know what I'm saying? So I've just been feeling that. You know what I'm saying? So I've just been taking that mindset to everything I'm doing. So definitely, you know, a little tense track, but definitely dope. Got me on point. So then I'm you know, when I get on my West Coast vibe, I get on my West Coast vibe. So then, you know, I'm listening to Corrupt, listening to some old school Corrupt. And then I'm like, yo, let me see if Daz got something new. And it's so funny, Daz just dropped a joint album with Capone from Capone and Noriega. I haven't got a chance to listen to it, but just dope, man, just street shit. You know what I'm saying? So I love that street shit, man. So, you know, big shout out to the West Coast, man. So I'm just zoning out to that. I'll probably have the review from the other albums that I haven't got a chance to listen to, like, you know, like I said, because I just found out about the Daz and the Capone album. The Corrupt album, go. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's called The Seven P's, The Gotti Way. What else? Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Snoop. Snoop is always putting on it for the West Coast. You know, that's the West Coast. That's the West Coast OG right there. You know what I'm saying? Snoop. Everything moves through Snoop. You know what I'm saying? As far as the West Coast rap music. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, big shout out to him. Of course, he bought Death Row, and he's been releasing, like, projects on Death Row. So I've been zoning out to him. He produced or released Snoop Dogg Presents Death Row 2022, the summer mixtape or some shit. Been zoning out to that. Got a lot of good songs on there. Real West Coast G shit, you know what I'm saying? That old Death Row shit, but, you know, just making it his new shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just been messing with that, man. So when I get into my West Coast, that's like, that's my favorite genre of rap music. I love all rap music, you know what I'm saying? You got the New York shit, you know, the old school shit. You got the shit from, like, the 95 shit. Then you got the, you know, Jay-Z and the G-Unit and the Dipset shit. You know what I'm saying? But then you got the South, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to the whole Crunk shit, Outkast before that. And then, you know, even 2 Live 2 before that, Ghetto Boys. And then, you know, the New Wave South shit that's just been popping for the last one. I can't even, you know, just since the Crunk shit, you know, took over back in the early 2000s. But puts me in a zone like West Coast, you know what I'm saying? Like, I zone out to that West Coast shit. That shit, I just feel it. So I'm always happy when just, you know, the West Coast is putting on. So big shout out to those projects. Now switching gears, another thing I've been zoning out to is I slept on it for so long, but, you know, I got the hookup now. I got my Disney Plus, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm not a couch potato, so I don't get it twisted. But, you know, after I complete my task, make sure I got my business handled, I like to zone out for some TV shows. And specifically now that I got Disney Plus, I've been zoning. I've always been a Star Wars geek, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I nerd out to some Star Wars shit. But I'm fucking with the Marvel shit, finally. You know what I'm saying? I boycotted so long because I was like a DC guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm old school with the old school Superman shit and Batman and Joker and all that type of shit, Wonder Woman and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I always like that. Aquaman and all that type of stuff. Not the new Aquaman, the old Aquaman and all that other stuff. Anyway, so, and finally, you know, got hit to this Marvel kind of universe or whatever that's all on Disney Plus, and then you can kind of just jump into different fucking movies. You know what I'm saying? I learned that from just watching all the DC shit on HBO. So long story short, you know, what kicked it off for me was Moon Knight. That's some Egyptian shit. That shit is dope. Big shout out to Moon Knight, man. I definitely enjoyed that. It's like six episodes, and it's just some kind of deep level type of shit, man, dealing with like schizophrenia and shit like that. But, you know, could that be a superpower if you're dealing with that? I don't know. It's just some, and, you know, you would know if you watched it. So that was pretty good. Of course, always rocking the Black Panther. And then, you know, I even got into Doctor Strange a little bit. I saw the first one. I didn't like the second one. WandaVision is pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm zoning out to that. I got to finish that up. So just some cool shit. Thor, I'm trying to get into a little bit. You know, even though that whole Greek mythology, I always think they're just taking shit from Egypt and just whitewashing it. But, you know, I'm fucking with it a little bit. So Disney Plus, man, you know, I got to see what's up with the stocks on that shit, man, because that shit is up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm kind of like, I come home and it's just a comic book that I can just watch on TV. And then, of course, Star Wars, man. Like, Star Wars, I love the shit. So it's like two different galaxies, you know what I'm saying, when you kind of look at it, the whole Star Wars shit and then the whole fucking Marvel shit. And when you really analyze it, you know, Disney has a lot of innuendos, you know what I'm saying, just from the kids' movies to the, you know, to the comic book shit, you know what I'm saying, it's for adults mainly, but it's all like little, if you really look beneath the surface, it's shit that you can really kind of like, you know, draw inspiration from it and see how the shit is kind of moving in those type of directions when you, you know, when you're not so concerned about religion, when you kind of can just kind of like look beneath the surface, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm going a little deep, but I've been peeping that, especially with Star Wars too. I'm gonna just say this real quick. I got about a minute left. Once again, this is the world famous Chop. Well, if you listen to Real Adult Talk with me, Mo Benz, and Miss Lovely Black, you know what I'm saying? We do it. You know, me and Black do this every Sunday night. We chop it up. Big shout out to Smooth on the check in. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know, I'm just noticing how like droids. Because droids is really just computer, kind of like computers, just like just taking over, just becoming human-like. And, like, you know, now that I'm on my Apple shit, you know, of course, I'm talking on the Apple phone. We're doing this show right here, and I'm talking. I'm able to have my voice be portrayed on my Apple phone. You know, I got my Apple Watch now. And then, you know, I got my earbuds, you know, Siri's talking to me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's my droid just hanging out with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my droid because, you know, my phone is the way I want it to be, so it just kind of just caters to me. But it's like it's not flying next to me like your normal or like R2-D2 like rolling up behind me, but it's like it's with me, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of interesting how that shit is starting to all kind of, you know, come full circle as far as technology. So, you know, so that's it. You know, I talked my shit enough for tonight. So, you know, of course, next week I got the whole world famous Chop Up, so I'm going to see what I can do. I'll see if I can hold it down for the whole show next week. See if I can get, like, a guest in here to kind of talk with me or whatever. I'm going to see what I can work on. Of course, I'm going to have that top 10 list, God willing, by next week, and hopefully I can bring that down in the world in the Shop Up. So, as always, you know what I'm saying, if you want to put a face with the voice, check me out on IG, Mo Benz, MOBINNS, to keep it respectful. And always follow the Real Adult Twitter page, Real Adult Talk. We spell it TAWK. You know, we put that country twang on it, keep it crunk on there. So everybody be safe. Same time next week. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.